Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Latin American Research Professor, helping me to understand the dynamic story of Latin America, South America, and now we go to Peru, which has been through bumps recently. A contested election, still contested. The winner, Pedro Castillo, is now challenged with an impeachment movement in his legislative body. Unlikely it'll be convicted and removed from office, but in any event, evidence of the turmoil of the recent election continuing. At the same time, Pedro Castillo lives happily in the palace that he promised to sell. There's some contradictions here, but the good part is that the economist Bello, the columnist, says that Latin America wants the tourists back. The big piece of the GDP is missing since the pandemic. And this wonderful news of a mummy discovered in Peru, near the capital of Lima, that predates Machu Picchu. It's wrapped in cloth and it's got rope around it, which was a burial technique. I recommend everybody to pay attention to this story because it's rare and it's unusual, and it reminds us that Peru was the center of a great civilization that Machu Picchu reminds us of, the Inca civilization. So, Professor, I want to be positive. I don't want to just look for narco trafficking. Tourism is a major part of Peru's life. It was badly damaged by the virus. This is a positive movement, but now, I hoped this story was going to be really positive before Omicron, and then the Greek alphabet showed up, and we can't get too excited. But is Peru a positive for American tourists to go to? Is that considered a good experience? The reason I ask is my daughter's been there with a friend of hers. They had a wonderful time, and the people of Peru were very generous towards them. Does that continue to be true in all instances after the pandemic?
Well, aside from the pandemic-related health risks, and certainly Omicron makes that even more grave, and certainly Peru has been hit very, very hard. Indeed, Peru has really the highest per capita death rate, especially when you look at the interior of Peru, the highlands region in the jungle, the Sierra and Selva. But aside from that, Peru is an amazing place for tourism. It doesn't, obviously, for its distance, get quite as many U.S. tourists as some of the closer places, the Caribbean, Mexico, et cetera. But in terms of the food, in terms of the culture, in terms of, legacies like, as you alluded to, Machu Picchu, but also, again, the jungle interior, the highlands, the culture of the greater Lima area, it is a spectacular place. Now, with respect to the mummy, I would mention, of course, that this is actually part of one of the smaller indigenous tribes, that the Moche. And the Moche actually existed on a relatively thin strip of territory on the north part of the Peruvian coast, actually quite a bit north of Lima. So the interesting thing about this, because the Moche ruins, they are relatively small, but it was interesting that the person that was discovered, this embalmed person, was a female leader. Now, having worked with the Peruvians, the idea of a strong woman leader does not in any way surprise me. But there is a certain cultural and anthropological significance of this find, even if it's not of the kind of tourist grandeur of something like, Machu Picchu that we all know well.
Castillo, the impeachment, is this just business as usual in Lima? The president is going to be hectored by his opposition until the next election, or is there something major that Castillo's done?
Well, the problem is that Castillo coming to power reflected the frustration with many Peruvians, especially in the highlands and jungle region, of being kind of neglected by the elites of the center, the Limeños. But when Castillo is brought in, again, he was left in a fragmented political context. And so, for example, to this day in Peru's Congress, you have 9 different major parties. And Castillo's own group, Free Peru, only has 37 seats. The real problem with Castillo, other than the reflexive conservative backlash against some of the leftists that he put in his first cabinet and some people that are behind the throne, like Vladimir Sharon, what we see with the impeachment, which is not going to happen, but it's a symbol of that pushback from the right. I mean, they would need 87 votes to win the impeachment. So basically, Castillo basically has enough people just in his governing coalition to block that from happening. But it does show this ongoing battle, and it's really a three-way battle between the Peruvian hard left of Vladimir Sharon, who is the kingmaker behind the scenes, Castillo himself, who struggles with relatively no political experience to be his own man and to actually govern, and the Peruvian right, who is really kind of fighting to prevent Peru from moving in a worrisome leftist direction. And so that continues to play out.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.